Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning. Is it Tuesday already? My goodness gracious. Tuesday morning, March the 12th, 2024, 15 minutes past the hour, and we are off and running. Hope everybody's having a great Tuesday morning. You know, this morning, for some reason, I was having a little bit of an internet problem, so I hope everybody can hear me okay out there this morning. If you can hear me okay, this is a good thing to start off the morning this morning. Matter of fact, I'm going to check real quick, you know, because I'm one of those paranoid people. You know what? I think we're sounding good. You know, I don't know what happened there this morning. You know, this is the thing about the electronic world we live in. Technology is a very nice thing, and then until you run into a problem that is a little hinky. And for some reason, we've been having some hinky technological problems. Nothing that you can't overcome, but hey, we're in it this morning, so that's good enough for me. All right. Well, what to talk about here this morning? It's a beautiful Tuesday. You know what? It's 41 degrees and sunny skies, and the time change has happened, and that's all great. But what is strange to me, we're getting a phone call here. I'm going to take the phone call, then we'll come back to this this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you sound good out in this part of the country.
Yeah, you know what? It's weird. This morning I logged in, and it seemed like everything was working okay, but I started to get these little messages, and I thought, we're not going to have a repeat of what happened last Thursday, and it doesn't sound like we did, so everything's up good and running. So what's new in your world?
Well, you know, we won't blame you for the internet problem, but I'm going to blame the sun for his rising problem. Now, for some unknown reason, why am I here complaining about the sun coming up? Well, you know, maybe he's getting lazy, and maybe he's going to be interfered with the moon. I don't know. But here it is, a time change. We sprung ahead. And at 7:30, I didn't see the old sun. Now, what the heck seemed to be his problem laying in bed later?
I know he's sleeping a little later this week. It's a little different for us.
Did you notice that this morning? It just seemed like it didn't get daylight as quick.
It didn't. It's definitely, well, when we skipped ahead, it all went up an hour. Everything shifted an hour, so it's taking a little longer now.
And the prices of the milkshakes went up. I had one of those, what do you call it, the Irish... milkshake.
The Shamrock Shake.
Oh, the Shamrock. Yeah, I had one of those. Have you had one? And then I heard just on the interview there in your show come on that St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, do you believe?
I do believe it is Sunday.
And so I got ahead of things before they run out of Shamrock shakes, and I had one. So I always enjoyed milkshakes. I'll tell you, Scott, that must have been... I don't even keep track. I can't even keep track of myself, alone that. But I used to have milkshake all the time, and I thought that was the biggest treat because there's a little bit higher price than you know, ice cream cone and stuff like that. But I thought it felt or it tasted very delightful, and the white the whipped cream on top of that green coloring in the glass. It looked really good. About $4.19. Do you think that's too much?
Well, you know, that's a little pricey, but in today's world, you know, everything's moving up in price.
Yeah, and I didn't know what I was paying for them when I was a young man, Carol and I. She isn't much on the ice cream part, maybe a small baby cone when I get an ice cream cone. And I asked the first time one of those drive-thrus was open, and... I said, my wife likes a baby cone. Is she allowed to get one? She said, yeah. This girl was really a sweet woman. And she said, would she like to have little tiny eyes and a mouth put on that? I said, oh, my golly. I said, you don't know my wife. Yes, she'll just really love that. So I'm blowing off the steam here, but I'll just let you go. I thought you're coming in well out here, Scott.
I'm glad to hear it. Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, good to know we're up and running good here on Tuesday morning. But this whole thing, every day I get a temperature alert, and 41 degrees and sunny skies today, and it always says at some point, record-breaking temperature. Now, I don't think we've had many record-breaking temperature days. I mean, we've had nice days that we've even had some days that went up into the 70s, low 70s, at maybe one or two since winter started. But I don't quite understand why this record-breaking temperature thing keeps coming up every day. I don't know if that's to tell you it's going to be warm. It's going to be in the 60s today. I can't imagine that 60s on March the 12th is going to be record-breaking temperature. But maybe they just like to tell you things like that to get you braced, maybe, for the idea that it's going to be warm today. It's going to be warm, and it's going to stay daylight till just about 8 o'clock. You know, Sunday night I didn't pay too much attention to it because I had some guests over on Sunday night. By the way, who didn't leave till after midnight. But I had some guests over on Sunday night. And it's fine if the guests don't leave till after midnight, but goodness gracious, when I have to get up the next morning and do the radio program before 8 o'clock, having guests over till after midnight, that makes for a short night. But in any event, I digress from that, I really didn't pay attention Sunday night, the first day of the time change, to how late it was staying daylight, because I was too busy entertaining the guests. And last night I paid attention, though, and it stayed daylight till just about 8 o'clock. Right before 8 o'clock, it seemed like the sun went down. So there you go. That's where that all is right now. Hope everybody's having a great morning. The time change does affect people. Here's my new theory on the time change. Because I would have said Sunday was very easy, and maybe I was just a little sluggish yesterday because I had to go to the studio, and I didn't get to sleep till after midnight on Sunday night. So maybe that was the reason I was a little tired. You know, I just think this time change, this particular time change that happens in March, which I want to talk about that in just a second, this particular time change throws people off more than others because you lose an hour. So your whole sleep pattern, if you're in a regular pattern to where you've got to be doing something and you're on a schedule, it just throws it off. A little bit, it throws it off an hour, where you think, well, I got another hour till I have to do that, but really you don't. So everything just gets thrown off a bit. Now, do you remember the old saying when it comes to the time change, you fall back in the fall and you spring ahead in the winter? Well, you still fall back in the fall because the time change does happen in November, I believe the first weekend in November. So that is still fall, or as we like to call it, autumn. But this time change, which used to happen, I believe, in early April, now happens in early March. They moved it up a month. So this time change doesn't even happen in spring. It won't be spring, technically, for another 9 days. So this, I don't know why it's spring ahead anymore, because it's not spring. We're still in winter for 9 more days. So I guess it really should be fall back in the fall and go ahead in the winter at this point. But we won't change it because people don't like change a whole lot. But that's the truth of the matter. Spring in nine days. 9 more days and spring will be upon us. Or it'll be in that area. You know, they like to move that stuff around. It should be on March 21st, but some people will say it's March 20th. Some people will say it's March 22nd. Sometime they really like to get way off and push it to the 23rd or the 24th. Well, I'm getting a message out there from one of our listeners this morning. Who is they? Who decided this? That's a good question. Who decided that we were going to move the time change in March? Because I do believe for the longest time, this time change actually happened in April. I believe it used to be 6 months of daylight savings time and 6 months. What was the other one called? We had daylight savings time and I guess non-daylight savings time. That's all I can come. See, this is what happens with the time change. It throws your brain off. But it was 6 months and 6 months. But now it's 7 months and 4 months for whatever reason. We like it staying daylight until later. I'm guessing that the politicians did this. I would guess that's probably who did this. This probably came down from the legislature, but it's been going on for a while now. I bet at least 10 years. But it did used to happen in April. Does anybody remember when it used to happen in April? We actually sprung ahead in spring. I don't know why we do it in March now, but we just like those longer days, as they say, those days filled with daylight. Okay, well, that's the way it goes. How's the time change affecting you? And do you like it happening this early? I don't know. I could wait another month for it to happen. Oh, see, there it comes up again on the screen this morning. Record high. Now, is it really going to be a record high this morning? I don't think it's going to be a record high, but that's the way it goes. 740-751-4038. I guess I should mention that. I'm remote this morning. 740-751-4038 is the number. Okay. Well, I do want to thank Abby for coming in yesterday and giving us the wrestling wrap-up report from the big state tournament down in Columbus over the weekend. For those of you who were listening last week, she came in on Friday, and she did kind of a pre-wrestling report, and then on Friday night, she called in during the Friday night show, and she gave us an update on what was going on during the first day of the tournament. And then on Saturday and Sunday, I got reports that I was able to put up on the social media page that was letting people know what was going on. And then yesterday morning, we were able to do a little wrap-up of what happened with the whole wrestling gig. And you know what? I'll tell you, it was kind of interesting because I thought yesterday, aside from learning exactly what happened statistic-wise and who won and who lost and where everybody ended up, what I thought was interesting about yesterday, and I never would have thought about this, and I don't know how you can plan anything like this, what I thought was interesting was getting the personal side of it and how people feel and how things are after a tournament. And I really enjoyed that. I thought that was a very interesting interview to discuss how all those things feel. Because, you know, the tournament gets so much attention by the news when it's going on and all the people there, but everybody's got to go home. And you don't hear much about what happens when you go home. So I thought that was kind of fascinating to learn about what happens when you go home when a tournament's over and how you feel and how you deal with things and so on and so forth. And I thought she was honest to her credit in explaining that yesterday. So I was all aboard with that yesterday. I thought that was very good. And I hope everybody enjoyed that. You know, she and I have a very interesting friendship over the years. It's fun, but it's an interesting one, that's for sure. But always fun. I can never really think of a time where it was really not fun. So it's nice to have people come and go on the radio who you like to have on. Because she can certainly talk, I'll say that, no matter what the topic. It's kind of like having Jessica Hauser back on Friday. You know, she's been back now, I think, 3 Fridays, and she's enjoying it. And she'll be back again on this Friday. That's fun. You know, it's fun to have her back in the fold. It's just fun sometimes to have people on who do other things, but obviously have opinions on things going on in the world. So I find that enjoyable. I don't think anybody cared about the Academy Awards on Sunday night. I saw some news shows yesterday that covered it a little bit, but I don't think people really cared, to be honest with you. I don't think it was a big thing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I know how you felt, Scott. I'm glad you brought it back up today. That, like I've said numerous times, that I was always in sports all my young life and stuff. But my parents, they wasn't able to go. But my mom did a few times when I played Little League ball. But the only thing about that part of the thing that she said that saddened me is the sportsmanlike conduct, that other fellow. What more would he want if he won the match and however and didn't be sportsmanlike conduct with his fellow men, that he didn't shake hands and stuff like that? That just that really puts the sour grapes on everything. I just hate to see that. And then the other, I think on last night news or something, there was a girls' basketball tournament, and they got in a big thing. The girls even got into that. Naturally, they're athletes just as well as any male. But you know what? Why can't the kids and the coaches and the system get that down? But hey, let's don't have the fisticuffs. Let's don't have that poor sportsmanship, because you're not a champion. You're not a winner when you do that. That's all I got to say, and it upsets me when I see that. And you're no winner. You didn't win the match. You didn't win the game because you failed in sportsmanlike conduct. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, and that was an interesting point yesterday. And like I say, I do believe that was maybe the most interesting part of the interview yesterday morning, because we did all the statistics and we told who won and who lost and so on and so forth and all the great things that Elgin did, breaking some records for the school. But I just found it fascinating what happens when it's all over. And, you know, everybody faces this, whether you're a musical performer or a sports person or an actor or anybody. What happens when all the cheering stops? Because people are cheering and they're excited and everybody's there. But when it's over, you get in the car and you go home. And what's that like? And what's that feeling like? And what's it like for your family? And what's it like for everybody else? But that whole idea of poor sportsmanship, which we learned about yesterday, and if you weren't listening to the show yesterday, basically the idea behind it was that in the final match of that particular weight division, I don't even remember the gentleman's name who won, but when he won, apparently he did not do it with the grace that maybe you would hope somebody would do it. He didn't handle it the best way. And, you know, I certainly am not going to defend that kid, because as the caller said, I don't think that's the way that you should handle something. But I do know now, I can imagine that when you win something like that, you're probably completely overjoyed. You know, like, yeah, I got that. This is the championship. This is the pinnacle. So I can understand. I'm trying to be an unbiased journalist here. I can understand why it happened. I'm not saying it's okay that it happened. I can understand it. It shouldn't have happened. I'm certainly not justifying it. But I can understand how something like that could happen. I don't think it's so much a knock on the other person. I think it's more of excitement that you've won. I think that's what it is. I don't know that it's done intentionally. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I can imagine when you win something. I mean, have you ever seen somebody win something? I mean, people go bananas. People, a lot of times, if they're able to, will rush the area where the person has won. It doesn't make it okay. You should never gloat, because the person on the other end already feels bad enough. But it's not the thing to do. And if I remember right, I think the person lost a point or something because of doing that. I don't know. You know, the whole thing is just, it's really a melodrama when you really get into it. And that was what was fascinating to me about the interview yesterday. We can all learn about statistics and we can all learn who won and lost, but boy, to get behind the curtain and see how people feel and see how people behave. You know, that's tough. That is absolutely tough. You know, I almost liken it to a politician. You know, a politician has to put themselves up in front of everybody on a day in November, and they win or they lose. And if you don't win, that's very tough. People go into hiding for months to try to recover from that. And I really don't know if you ever fully recover. I mean, you certainly get past it, but I don't know if you ever really get over it. I don't know. Certainly you can lead a good life. Certainly it's not the defining moment of your life, but I think it's very hard to get over something like that. I think you can get around it. I think you can get past it. I certainly think you can get back to your normal everyday activities. But it's hard. It's hard in a moment like that. Has anybody ever had a moment where they did not win something they thought they were going to win, and, you know, it was sad? Or do you have an idea on sportsmanlike conduct? Do you think we have a poorer sportsmanlike conduct in today's world than maybe we had in past years? Is it getting better or is it getting worse? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I was trying to think to myself if I've ever had a moment where I lost something that was tough. And I luckily, you know, I don't think I have. If I did, I don't remember it. And if I don't remember it, that's probably a sign that it wasn't all that important. But, you know, somebody said to me a long time ago, and I do believe that this is true, that it's not how you handle defeat. It's not that you were defeated, it's how you handle defeat. And I think that's probably very good advice. You can't change what the outcome was. The outcome's the outcome. But you can change how you deal with it. Now, that's easier said than done, but you certainly can deal with how you deal with it. And gloating is not the way to do it for the people who do win. So that's unfortunate. But I hope that's just, I'm trying to rationalize in my mind that hopefully is just adrenaline going through their veins and doesn't so much have to do with the other person. That's what I'm hoping. Go ahead, caller.
The old quote is, win or lose is how you played the game, Scott.
Yeah, I think that's right. I just think, you know, I think when people get to that level, and it doesn't make it right, I'm not saying it's right, but I just think so much you win and you don't know if you're going to win, and I think in that moment where you're pronounced the winner, a lot of things go through your veins. You know, like you've seen a baseball game or a football game, when they know they've won, the whole team rushes the field and they throw the quarterback or the pitcher up on their shoulders and dance around with them. I guess that could be seen as gloating, but...
Well, I'll tell you, this way I can cinch the saddle on that episode. TV is the one that brought that out, and all the replay back and stuff. If there was no TV or nothing, they never done that like that, you know, at that extent. People jumping down over the barriers where they said they aren't allowed for the barriers. They jump over them and go out on the field. That's all show-off stuff for the public to see. And if they didn't have TVs, they'd have never went to all that effort running out there and trying to tear the goalpost down, all that crap. That's just TV. And, yeah, it's come in our generation, the TV, and then they get to see that. And, hey, look what we've done to them guys, blah, blah, blah. But, no, hey, you know, getting back to the glory and everything, I like the Academy Awards. I haven't watched them, Scott, for several years there. But, man, I really enjoyed them. That's all completely different. The red carpet's been rolled out, and they had all that prior to that. But when they come out and introduced everybody, I really enjoyed that. I think what was 3 hours or 4 hours, and I never moved. Carol never moved, and we just it was just handled real well, and all the stuff they had in front of us, the automation and everything, and I really enjoyed it.
You know, I'm glad to hear that. I had guests over Sunday, so I did not get a chance to watch it, but I'm glad to hear that it was a good show. I've seen clips from it that looked pretty good, so I'm glad to hear it was entertaining.
And, you know, all the other people from all over the globe, you know, and everything, that can't maybe speak, they got the thing in front of them, and they give thanks to everybody for all the people. And one point I want, I don't care how bad a movie is or how good it is, you just got your mind set there Sunday night. Look at all the work and all the people and everything that goes into just a movie. My goodness gracious. I mean, and all the work that they go through. I mean, everybody. It just isn't the star performers or nothing. It's everyone. And my goodness, if we get that together in the world today, I'm talking about the world, what kind of world would we have? Wouldn't it be terrific? All the ideas and all the people working together. Man, we wouldn't have one bit of troubles and stuff, and we wouldn't be high priced or nothing like that, because everybody would be working for a goal to be satisfied. But it's going to come one of these days. I mark my word. I know I'll never see it, but I can't say I'll never see it, because after you die, you don't know what's going to happen after that, what you're going to see or whatever your belief is and stuff like that. But the day's going to come. Boy, when it comes, it's going to be a terrific globe around here, I'll tell you that.
I would agree with that.
Amen, brother.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, you know what? You brought up a point about Sally Fields.
Oh, yes, yes. Wasn't that an interesting story? I found that interesting.
Well, you know, Carol, she's the buff on all this TV, movie stars and stuff, so she's educated me real well on that stuff. But I forget all the names, but she's got the name. And she said, here's a feather in your cap for say, I'm glad you said that. But Carol, she said, you know, I didn't know that.
Oh, I got one in there.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, yes. So she really enjoyed that. And some of the one about the, and I can't even think of the movie. I'm so excited to get my expression out about everything about that. But the one that, he was there. It was the second time. But they had the horse head in the bed there. What was the name of that movie? Dad gonna know as well as I know my own name. Godfather.
Oh, Godfather, yes, yes.
Yeah, he was there. But Carol said that was the second Godfather that he played in. But he was there. And some of the old-timers, they was there. And you just don't see many of the old-timers because they've been in the movies for years, and we was through the era when they were in there, and they've spent all of their life, almost their young life in their 20s and clear up until now. Here they're in their 80s and 90s. All of their life contributed to that. And the difference between then and now is that the younger ones get in, and they're the smart ones, per se, because they get in, they make whatever money they want to make, and then they get out of it. But at Burt Reynolds and Sally, I'm glad you done that. That was nice. Thanks,
hey,
Scott.
I appreciate it. You know what? And that story bears repeating. I brought that up yesterday, but I'm going to bring it up. Well, it's a short story, but I think it's a fascinating story, and I don't know that many people knew that this had happened. But I believe it was back in the 70s. Sally Field was in a movie named Norma Rae. And she was dating Burt Reynolds at the time, another actor. And apparently, Sally Field got nominated for an Academy Award, which was a big, big deal. And Burt Reynolds, who was her boyfriend, decided that he was not going to go to the Academy Awards with her. And actually said to her at one point before the Academy Awards, "You really think you're going to win?" Now, that's what her boyfriend said to her. "You really think you're going to win?" Well, guess what? She went to the awards, and she did win, and then she turned around, and she dumped Burt Reynolds. Now, Sally Field's still with us, and that's good, and Burt is no longer with us, so God rest his soul, but boy, what a mistake that was. Why in the world? Now, does that go down to bad sportsmanship as well? Because Burt Reynolds was an actor, and I don't know if he ever got nominated for an Academy Award. He was in some movies like Deliverance, but I think he did get nominated for an Academy Award, but he didn't win. But shouldn't you support the women in your life or the men in your life, for God's sake? I mean, this is what I always try to drill into to people in my life's sphere. It's not about what people buy you. This whole idea of money and trying to buy people, that's so stupid. That eventually runs out. You can live in the biggest house on the biggest street and have the biggest car and take the biggest vacations and money, 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 money. You know what? That ain't going anywhere. That eventually is going to dead end out. And these whole, you know, you're the one and I never met anybody like you before. Well, we all know that's baloney talk. The only person who doesn't know that that's baloney talk is the people saying it. But if you can support somebody in what they want to do, if you can be absolutely supportive and not try to change them, you know, that is amazing. And Burt Reynolds failed miserably on that when he said, "You really think you're going to win?" What a thing to say. Well, she did win. And there you go. But you know what? You think people, now, I don't think they're as brash as Burt Reynolds was, but you think everybody supports the people in their life? They don't. I hate to say that, but they really, really don't. They kind of half support them. They support them to the degree that, you know, when I know you're doing that and I know there's no way to stop it, so I might as well get on board with it. But they're not overly supportive in everything that they do. And I find that really unfortunate. If you want to find somebody who's got something and not do it for you, that's not it either, because that comes back to the money thing. Even if there's no money involved, it's not somebody doing something for you. It's somebody teaching you how to do something or supporting what you do. That's what you want in another person. Whether it's a friend or whether it's a relationship. You know, really all I want right now is just something blueberry. I don't know why. I've had a craving lately for like a blueberry something. Now, homemade is always best. But beyond that, I really don't know. Blueberry, I just love anything blueberry. And as I've said on this program many times, you know, blueberry is the healthiest food in the world. Phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Do you really think people are supportive? Certainly Burt Reynolds wasn't. Turned out okay for Sally Field, though. I think she ended up okay in that whole mess. But you really got to be supportive in what you do. Oh, and I did want to say one more thing about the competitive thing that we were talking about at the beginning of the episode here. You know what's tough is that when somebody does not achieve what they want to achieve, because I don't like to call anybody a loser. I don't think anybody's a loser. I think that's a bad title if people throw that out there. But one of the things that I always think is it's so hard to console somebody when they don't win. Because, you know, I think people are smart enough to know that family members are not going to say bad things whether you win or you lose. So even though it's nice to hear a good thing from a family member, it's probably not unexpected. You almost have to hear it from people who are not in your sphere to get over it. It's tough. It's very, very tough. And, you know, I feel bad for those people because it takes a minute. It's almost like a death in a way. It's not quite as extreme as a death, but it's very close to that. Because so much emotion and so much effort goes in to something. And then you get to the final moment and there it is. But, I mean, how many times have we seen it? Football, baseball, basketball. Happens all over the place. Well, I did want to talk about this, and I don't want to because I really have nothing to say yet, but it's getting close to that point. So I want to elucidate a little more on this morning, and I just kind of blew by it yesterday. Last week, I don't remember what day it was, but I came on the program and I said, hey, I got the strangest call, and it's a call I would have never expected to get, but I really can't say anything about it because I was told not to, because it's embargoed. So I haven't said anything about it until yesterday, and I can say that I did learn, was it Friday? I think I learned Friday, that I will be able to talk about it Wednesday, which is tomorrow. But I don't think I'll be able to talk about it on the morning show because I don't think the announcement will be made until the afternoon. So I won't be able to talk about it tomorrow morning, I doubt. Maybe, but I doubt it. But I will be able to talk about it Thursday morning if we can get the time in. And all I can really say at this point is I was shocked to get this call. I never would have dreamed that this call would have come in because I don't think things happen like this to local people. And what I mean by that is clearly this call came from a national company. Now, what will go on with it, I really don't know. We've been in a little bit of a negotiation process, I can tell you that. I don't think we've crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's yet. But, you know, you just don't think calls like that are going to come. And what it means and where it goes, I really don't know. But I should have a better grasp on it by Thursday morning as the announcement, I think, will be made tomorrow. That's what I'm being told. The 13th is when the announcement will be made. Now, don't be shocked if it doesn't happen tomorrow or Thursday, because you never know. You just never know with these things. I'm only going on what I've been told at this particular point. But we'll see what happens. You know, life is just incredibly, incredibly interesting right now and incredibly, incredibly good. I mean, it's just busy and fun. And these little things keep happening, and you think, wow, that's not normal. That's not supposed to happen. And I don't know what has exactly caused this role that I've luckily been on, but I'll tell you, it's been quite a role. It's been quite a time. Really, from election last year on, we had a great election coverage. We had great election coverage here at this station. We had the tree lightings in December. It was fun to have Scott Spears Day in December. It the groundhog being Miss Ohio in February, the whole thing with Mary Ellen Withrow and all the schools and 2,500 people, and getting the newspaper coverage and the national coverage we got with that a couple weeks ago. And then coming into this, I just don't know anymore. Something is going very right. And I'm so glad that I'm around to enjoy it because it's interesting. It's fascinating. You think, how did that stuff happen? How is this going on? And when I got this phone call, when they told me what company they were with, I thought, now why are you calling me? What does this have to do with? I mean, it really was shocking. And I'll get to tell the full story once it's out of the embargo period, which I believe will be tomorrow afternoon. So hopefully I'll get to tell you the whole story on Thursday morning. But man alive, things are just happening all over the place. And aren't we having a good time? So, you know, it's a good time to be around. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I do believe that a lot of this does have to do with the people you surround yourself with. Because not that people are bad. I don't think I've ever surrounded myself with what I would call bad people. But I think sometimes people just don't have a whole lot of motivation. I think people just don't have a whole lot of get up and go, as they would say. And I think when you are around people who do have get up and go and are ready to do things, well, I think you get a little different perspective on life, and I think things are entertaining and fun, and you push ahead, and you want to see what's on the other side of things. So, you know, we'll see what happens, and hopefully I'll be able to fill you in on Thursday morning on all the particulars of this. Okay. Well, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, I haven't got the Studebaker radio out of the box yet. I'm glad I ordered it, though. I do have it. It's just been such a busy time. I haven't been able to take it out of the box and really do anything with it, but I do plan to do that very soon. Jessica Hauser will be back with us again this Friday. I look forward to that. Oh, the secret documents. Well, this became a conversation last week on the program because it's probably been about a month ago now. I said I got these documents. Somebody brought me these documents that do have to do with something going on in local government. And the question became, am I going to talk about this? Is this going to be a thing? Well, I've kind of been holding off on it because, you know, I hope it's just being done to get information out and hopefully not to sink somebody. Although it could sink somebody in the process, you never know. But I don't know. Secret documents are interesting, or at least documents that you would have to go through a little process to get a hold of. But I do want to make the point again. I am so thankful for people who do stuff like that, go out on a limb to bring you documents like that, because you can't know everything. Somebody's got to tip you off to things. And in this particular case, you know, I was lucky enough to be tipped off on this particular subject. And maybe as the week goes on this week, we'll all learn together more what was in these documents. So I look forward to that. So that's coming up later on this week. Well, we're still talking eclipse. Heavens knows. And we're getting closer to the eclipse by the moment. We're under a month now. April the 8th is the big eclipse. And we had the eclipse expert on last week. A lot of people seem to like that. I've heard back several things on the interview we did with the eclipse expert. I believe his name was David Barron. I don't know if it's going to be the big influx of people in town that they think, or if it's not. It certainly could be. I'm not denying that it could be, but I just don't know. It doesn't seem like there's the whole lot of anticipation that you would normally see with an event like that. I mean, there's some anticipation, but it doesn't seem like there's a huge amount of anticipation. So I really don't know where that's going, to be honest with you. I think the eclipse will be interesting. I think if we end up being able to see the planets, that will be interesting. I, if somebody's really looking forward to that, I certainly don't have anything negative to say about it. But it is very interesting, the attention it's getting. Although, I don't see the excitement in the local people. I guess maybe that's where the disconnect is in my place. I certainly see a lot of people in the national news making a lot of it. I certainly see a lot of articles being written online and in the newspaper. But I don't see exactly the great interest from the local people. And maybe that's why it's throwing me off a little bit as to what will actually happen when this eclipse happens on April the 8th. And I believe the time is 3:08 in the afternoon. Now, if I've got that wrong, somebody will have to correct me. But I believe it's 3:08 in the afternoon, which I also think is very odd, because if it's happening at 3:08 p.m., the date is actually 4:08. So what an odd time to have an eclipse. But, of course, who sets the eclipse time? We don't set the time. But it is interesting that it'll be coming through at 3:08, and the date is 4:08. So, who knows? Maybe it's apocalyptic at this particular point. Well, I'll tell you what's apocalyptic, if I can get it out, is that we're going to break, but we're coming back in 15 minutes.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.
And then onward and upward.
You're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone doesn't love you. But at the same time, you have to look at yourself and see whether they're right or not.
Do you go home at night, Helen?